Ever since I found out this gentleman was going to be in studio, I was very excited because we've never really met anybody that's been on TV.
Yeah.
Usually they won't. they Google us and they won't come in.
We usually get restraining orders.
Yeah. So, but John apparently didn't read the fine print, so he showed up anyway.
We sucked him right in, man. Got him into the studio.
Boy, you're dumb.
Well, I do have to say this. I do have a restraining order on PDF on my iPhone. So.
Oh, nice.
So I'm ready. I heard about you guys.
John,
I came in anyway because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Good for you. John Rode, winner of the 2011 Biggest Loser competition. Now, basically, you lost, what, about 220 pounds?
Yes, I lost an inside linebacker. Is what
Wow.
Molly,
a stout inside linebacker.
49.44%.
You started at what?
I started at 445 pounds. Zzzz.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a whole lot of me.
That really is like the scale says, hey, one at a time.
Yeah, I've heard Whoa Nelly from the scale periodically. You know what's funny is what happens is like you no longer can buy your clothes in like a number size. It's more like expressions. You know, like, do you have anything in a holy crap? No, we've got a, hey, have a salad. All right, let's try those on. Nope, I need a son of a gun. Huh. I'm on a weight loss show. I have nothing to do with these guys. I'm all about health and fitness.
I know. What is that process? How did you get on the show to begin with?
Okay, what I did is I got onto Twitter and I sent out a message. Then I made a video. They liked my video. I went to an open casting call with about 1,000 other people in the Phoenix area.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, got a call back. So I went and did a call back, which was a second interview. Then from that, I got invited out to a hotel in California. A little place I like to call the Four Seasons, which was great.
Nice.
Because the ranch is nothing
like... He's
name
dropping.
I know. That was shameless.
Nice.
But it was the only time I've ever stayed there and probably the only time I'll be invited back. But it was great. We stayed there for a couple weeks, went through a bunch of medical testing. You know, they got to make sure that, you know, you're crazy enough, but not too crazy. Right. They want to find that midland, you know, that we want a perfect blend of like, you know, ballsy, crazy. We want it all. And you got to make sure you pass the medical tests. And, you know, once that's done, next thing you know, you find yourself on TV. Kind of weird.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know how you guys do it on camera. It'd be hard enough, a pressure situation. You know, you're there to lose weight. You want to win money, but then having a camera on you at all times, just I don't think I could do it.
I got to tell you, the workouts are so incredible. The last thing on your mind is the sound guy with the boom mic, the camera guy, and anybody else that's milling around is the last thing on your mind. All you're thinking about is, oh, dear heavens, just let me make it through this. You're making deals with people, you know, you're calling out names. I mean, you know, you're like, I will pledge myself. I will be good. You know, I'll pay my taxes. I'll do everything right. I'll help the needy.
Now, when you watch the video, if you go back and look, what goes through your head?
Oh, it was really tough watching like the first few episodes.
Right.
I mean, I was gigantic like the Titanic. It was bad. And not only that, but on the weigh-ins, I'm 445 pounds and I'm wearing shorts. Only on TV. 445 pounds. Do the math, people. Frightening. I look like that chocolate fondue thing, but like not chocolate. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
But
like
not
a flesh fondue.
You were the vanilla fondue.
Yeah.
Very good.
Chocolate.
Do you ever get one of the boom guys, you know, maybe you're in there working out and the boom guy's over there holding his little thing, getting bored, like pull out a Snickers bar or anything?
you know what's funny is you get really close with the sound guys.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there is a boom mic, but we also get mic'd. And so those guys will reach up your shirt. And you've seen the show. You've seen me. I get a little sweaty. Okay? Sweaty chest, other places.
Right.
They're reaching right up in the shirt. And they always say, you know, I'm always apologizing. Like, don't worry. I've been doing this for 3 seasons. You know? They're like the hardened, you know, the teamster. He's like, just hold still. Stop crying. You know? And they mic you up. And you sweat through mics. They change batteries. And you get really close to those guys. You do. And they feel for you. You know, to them, it's not boring to watch us sweat and die and cry, throw up, all that good stuff, you know, as they document it. You really, there's a camaraderie. I love
that's what
guys.
They want. They're waiting for something like that to happen.
Oh, completely. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure every day they're like, can you eat a little more before you go?
All right, dude. I'm thinking pukage.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it, kid. You're not all that in a bag of chips. I've mic'd fatter.
Seriously. You know, they probably get to the point where like, been there, done that, you know.
Two words for you, bub. Rosie O'Donnell, okay? There you have it.
You had to go there, didn't you? You had to play the Rosie card. Rosie, we're so sorry.
Okay, hang on. Well, we're going to come back and talk more with John Rudd.
Maybe not.
Well, his lawyer is in the room now, so we're going to negotiate a price. Thompson Square next on Cord. Greg Glang, Bonehead, Vacation Guy's in.
Shut up!
John Rode, the Biggest Loser, and grew up. You grew up here in Kennewick, correct?
Yes,
went
that
to,
is
went
correct.
To Kennewick High.
KHS.
KHS. You're lying.
KU. That's right.
You grew up here. No, but you lived down in Arizona, but you still kind of call this home.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is home. I happen to currently reside in Arizona, but Tri-Cities is home.
Okay, well, you're talking about the Biggest Loser. You're on the show. You're starting to lose weight. At what point did you think, man, I might have a shot at this thing?
Yeah, I started to believe that I could do it about week six when I broke Moses' record from season 11, where I lost 101 pounds and six weigh-ins. And I was like, wait a minute. What just happened? Hey, you know what? I stand a chance. You know, I'm a long shot because, you know, the thing of it is you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, you get up there on the scale and you're like, holy crap, what's going to happen this week? And wham, you know, double digits, wham, 9 pounds, you know, just the weight kept falling off. I stayed true to myself why I went out there. You know, my wife was sacrificing at home with the kids. So I decided, you know what? I better get off my butt and work out like a madman. And it paid off.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, to lose that much weight, basically, I mean, life-changing. You're going everywhere now. You're doing a lot of different things you probably wouldn't have been able to do. But more importantly, I mean, to a certain degree, it probably saved your life.
No, it absolutely did. There was something that didn't make it on air, but I had a 1 in 10 chance of having a stroke.
Really?
Yeah. And this is what's funny is I lied to myself for years because my heart rate was always good. My blood pressure was always good. Now, the diabetes, yeah, that kind of got me when I got out to the ranch, when I found out I had that. I had sleep apnea, but, you know, it wasn't like I was on Lipitor or any of these other, you know, medications, so I was kind of like living a lie. But, yeah, in reality, holy crap, 1 in 10 chance of having a stroke. Wow. Not good.
No, not at all. So you win, and now you said you kind of keep track of some of your former mates on the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Vinny from Trailer Choir. We text all the time, and Ramon. You know, those guys are hilarious. They gave me all my nicknames. You know, they made the show fun. I was like, you know what? If it was a show full of John Rhodes, the ratings would plummet unless you like watching people, you know, work out like a banshee and sweat a lot and lose a lot of weight. But they added flavor and spice to the show. They were hilarious.
It's cool.
Love those guys.
I'm just amazed that you're here, man. I'm glad that you came by the studios. You're saying hi to us. Do we want to have people call in if they want
to? If they want to, real quick, yeah, give us a buzz. 547-KORD, 1-800-292-KORD. We can't spend a ton of time with you, but if you would like to at least phone in and say hi to John, maybe somebody that knows you from your past here in going to Kennewick. What was your big thing in high school? What'd you do? What was your class? Did you play sports or anything?
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of football and lifted a little bit of weights. Did a little track and field, threw the shot put in the discus. It was a lot of fun. You know, I honestly dearly miss my friends from Kennewick High. When I was out at the ranch, I thought about Coach Troxel all the time.
Did you?
It wasn't a day that went by I didn't think about Coach Troxel and what an impact he had on my life and how he believed in me so early. I feel blessed to have ever played for him and to know him.
Right.
And I'm sure he's watching. I'm sure he watched it all from heaven.
Absolutely.
Let's do it right here. Hey, KORD, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell John that he's so inspiring and that my husband and I watched the whole season and we just really appreciate the inspiration that he gave us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for people that watch the show, and I love meeting people, hearing their stories, and hearing how the show has impacted their life, because, yeah, I know that it impacted my life. And then when I hear that it reached someone else, that warms my heart, and that's just an added benefit, because everything's already fantastic. How do you get better than fantastic? Hearing from real people.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Thank you for the call, by the way. We appreciate it. Now, I read something that two of the trainers had said that there was a high risk of you putting the weight back on or something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely. And with any contestant on the show, you got about a 50-50 chance of putting the weight back on. But with how I live my life to extremes and how I dropped the weight so fast and I was so hardcore, there's definitely a chance I'm going to put it back on. And there's not a second of my life that goes by where I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to put the weight back on?
Right.
So what do? I break it down into small, manageable pieces. That's how I won the show. That's how I'm going to keep the weight off. You know, some days I'm going to win, some days I'm going to lose, some days it's going to be a draw. But every day I wake up, I'm down for the struggle.
Right.
That's the part of the show where they, I think it was towards the beginning where the challenge was you went in, I even can't explain it, but it was like a plate of brownies or something. The more brownies you ate, that's
donuts,
how much.
Donuts.
Donuts. And some of these guys were like, well, oh, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. They were just eating donuts. I went, man, that's got to be tough to do that to somebody. Why would you do that?
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, I watched season 11 to get ready for season 12, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I watched Arthur eat all this chocolate at Valentine's, and I'm like, what are they going to have us do? I get out there and it's donuts, and I'm like, oh, I'm just glad it wasn't Krispy Kreme, because I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have stopped at 37.
Aren't they the greatest ever?
They would have had to jump on me, you know, they would have had to get the crew and the cast to, like, you know, wrestle them away from me. But the Gem Donuts were, it was interesting because I didn't have sugar for a couple of weeks at that time, and then I pounded those 37 donuts, which was weird because I lost 37 pounds the week before. But I was eating those donuts, and I could feel the sugar sludging through my veins. I mean, it was nuts.
And you know what's funny? You don't realize that when you're on the show, you're doing this, how you impact people that watch it. My wife is like reality TV nuts. And so because you were from Kennewick, we're keeping an eye on it. And she's like yelling, don't eat that, you idiot!
Don't do it, John!
Why are you doing it? Ow! Ow! For 2 hours.
Oh, God!
Turn the channel.
She's a reality queen, man. She fills us in on everything.
So she was, and that's how it affects. People start watching that, and then, you know, they root for certain people. And you were likable enough, and it was like, oh, no, wait, he's 2, 3, what? No.
So she didn't like my technique where I would squish and push? Squish and go, push it down, push it down, push it down.
No.
I mean, you could tell from the second that the camera showed me, my Nalgene bottle lid is off. I'm like, it's on like Donkey Kong, you know? Donut, I'm putting you in the bottom of the cave, you know? Don't put me in there. Shut up, get in, you know? But it was all about control. I wanted to make sure that I could work out, because I tell you what, if anybody else would have got it, my team and I would have been working out at midnight. That's no bueno for me, because I was in bed and asleep by 10 p.m., and I was up at the crack of dawn, man. 6 a.m., I'm up, and I'm on my hike, and I'm getting it done. I had my routine. Nobody else was going to dictate to me when I'm going to work out. I'm going to tell you when you work out. I put the red team on the midnight grind. I did the blue team a solid, gave them a nice afternoon shift. They could, you know, do whatever they got to do, get their workout in, and move on with their day. And I got up and I got the early grind because that's what I wanted. I took control. And you know what? That's how you keep the weight off. That's how you make change. It doesn't have to be about weight. Okay. That's how you make true and everlasting change in your life. You take control because he's not going to do anything for you long term in your life. And you're not going to do anything for him. And I'm pointing at the disc jockeys for those of you who are not watching on the webcam.
Yeah. Hey, there's no nodding in radio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got a face for radio. Though. That's what
you know. And it's amazing. We were talking about the human body. You know, here I am like 45 and so on, and I start to pack on a little weight, and I can, all you got to do is watch what you eat, watch the sugar, it's kryptonite to the body, and you got to move, period, the end. But the body, how quickly it will bounce back, and it doesn't take a whole lot. You just have to do it. You have to do it.
Oh, it's amazing. I erased 20 years of neglect in less than 6 months.
I know.
You know, my kidneys and my liver all shrunk by 20%.
Wow.
You know, you could hear like the hallelujah chorus from my innards, you know, as the weight would come off, you'd be like, thank you, John. You know, it's great. And I now walk by and I don't eat, you know, the deep fried fatty foods.
Right.
I do eat normal food though. I have a high calorie day once a week. Love me some pizza and wings, but I do it with responsibility. Sure. You know, Budweiser will ask you to drink with responsibility. Well, I'm asking you to eat with responsibility. New Year's is coming up. Hey, let's be smart.
Yeah. You don't want to go to the doctor and he puts that thing listening to your heart and he's going, it's about time.
Yeah. You know, the doctor is like listening to your heart. He's like, I hear gravy.
Help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you? Wait a minute. He's telling me, did you eat a stick of butter? What the? Hey, it had a stick on it. It was frozen. I thought it was ice cream. I ate it. Well, no,
it was no salt. Come on, man. Yeah. It was the sweet cream.
Man, oh, man. Well, hopefully you will keep in touch with us. Absolutely a pleasure to meet you. Whenever you come back in town, stop by and see us.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah,
I definitely will. If anything else, I'll just slow down and wave as I drive by.
Or
no,
honk.
No, no,
or
no, no. We're best friends now. BFFs, bud. You got to come in all the time.